You're listening to the Chronicles of Aguna, the Arsenal podcast.
I'm Martin Tyler, and you're listening to Harry Simeon.
Hello and welcome back to another live edition of the Chronicles of Aguna, the Arsenal podcast, brought to you by 90 Min. As ever, I'm your host, Harry Simeon, and on this edition of the show, we're going to be discussing the latest reports with regards to the future of James Maddison. Now, yesterday, I spent quite a bit of the day persuading myself and talking myself into the fact that maybe signing James Maddison and maybe actually breaking the bank and potentially even adding somebody like Ainsley Maitland-Niles to the equation would be worthwhile if it meant that Arsenal could get hold of James Maddison. And obviously, we had the news in the afternoon that Emile Smith-Rowe has signed his new contract, the long-term deal that will keep him at the club until 2026. He's also been given the number 10 shirt. But even still, even after that, you know, even after that news broke, the Maddison thing started to seem appealing to me. I got to the point where I was like, well, he's a good quality player and he's the type of player that Arsenal need, already proven, already at that kind of point in his career where he's ready to go on and impact games of football, as opposed to being, you know, a youngster who isn't quite ready yet, is still a little bit raw. James Maddison is obviously a lot further down the line. And so, yeah, I guess I talked myself into it. And if you'd watched the show or listened to the show yesterday, you'd have realized that I'd started to kind of talk myself into that perspective and that point of view. But unfortunately, it seems that a lot can change in this transfer window. Well, maybe not a lot's changed, but what's coming out of the media seems to have changed. And it seems to have changed dramatically. Now, the James Maddison reports have been reported by a number of outlets over the last few weeks, right? We've heard some reputable journalists claiming that Arsenal do have an interest in James Maddison, but they were very cautious to kind of commit on it, whereas other outlets were going big on this. And we brought to you a report yesterday that had come from a couple of reporters, actually, which claimed that James Maddison was at the point where he himself was going to start asking for the move away, that he was sold on the Arsenal thing, that he really, really wanted to join the club, and that deal was something that could potentially happen. Some of the reports, specifically the one from the AFC Bell, had said that part of Arsenal's agreement with James Maddison was that he would be given the number 10 shirt. And so when the Emile Smith-Rowe news came out, and he was given the number 10 shirt, maybe we should have started to question the whole content of that report. But as Mint says in the chat, it does feel like it's just gossip. As I say, I took myself into kind of believing that it was possible and that it might be a good idea for Arsenal to do that, even though I'd expressed reservations in the past about what it was going to cost Arsenal. I kept talking about the fact that maybe if we could supplement some of that fee with a player that we do deem surplus to requirements and a player that maybe we are looking to move on, whether that be Ainsley Maitland-Niles or Reece Nelson, then it would be easier and it would make more sense. But David Ornstein of The Athletic, who's normally so, so reliable, to be fair to him, has come out and he has rubbished those reports. Now, he has said that it is very unlikely, it's not realistic, were the words he used, that Arsenal will be signing James Maddison. He said that Arsenal like the player, however, it's likely to stretch the club's finances too far and he doesn't expect it to happen. He did go on to talk about the transfer window in general. He feels it's going to be a really busy window for Arsenal and that there could be at least minimum a couple more players coming in the door. He also talked about potential departures, but it does seem like the James Maddison thing, based on the reports we're getting now, was a little bit of a pipe dream. You know, David Ornstein not willing to commit on it, which is obviously a sign because he is normally very, very good when it comes to Arsenal and being ahead of the game and ahead of the curve. So I think if this report or these comments from David Ornstein don't totally convince you that the deal's off, what they should at least do is convince you that it's still unlikely and it's nowhere near as far down the line as some other outlets have suggested over the last few weeks. So that's where we are on James Maddison. It is something that David Ornstein has described as not realistic, and that is for financial reasons. As Matt says in the chat, I dared to dream. That was my problem. Guna 72 says, I don't rate Ornstein at all. Look, I know in the past he's got some things wrong, as has every single journalist out there. You know, journalists work off information that they are fed, and they're only as good as that information is. And so that's, you know, that's just the way it is. And I think to say he's not good at his job or that you don't rate him, I think personally he's a little bit harsh. I get why people maybe have that opinion. Sometimes they warm to certain journalists and sometimes they don't. But I think he's very, very good at his job. He's one of the best in the industry for me. But as I say, they're only as good as the information that is fed to them, because ultimately it's all about having the right sources. It's all about breaking the news first. That's how you get ahead of people. That's how you get to the top of the pyramid. And sometimes they will go out on a limb and they will put things out there that maybe they themselves are not 150% convinced on, because if it does come off and if they are the ones that broke it first, then that obviously increases their reputation, increases their personal brand, and helps them to grow a following. So yeah, look, they've all got things wrong in the past. Sometimes they're right, sometimes they're wrong. It's just the way it is. So that's the latest on James Maddison. As I say, David Ornstein pouring cold water on it. He says it's not realistic that Arsenal are going to be able to get that deal done. Another bit of news that has come out comes off the back of Fabrizio Romano speaking yesterday about Arsenal's interest in Martin Ødegaard. Now, we talked a few days ago about whether this deal could be back on, and I've maintained throughout the course of this transfer window and throughout the course of this summer so far that that deal for me is not 100% dead. If there is a sniff, if there is a chance that Arsenal can get hold of Martin Ødegaard, the Gunners will be interested. And Fabrizio Romano has gone on to confirm that as well. He said, speaking on the Arsenal Lounge yesterday, that he is still viewed as a primary target for Arsenal. And even if there is a 1% chance of the Gunners getting that deal over the line, they would be willing to pay up to £50 million for him. So, look, you know, when you think about who we've been linked with in terms of number 10s, because it's a position that a lot of us feel we could probably do with strengthening, adding a little bit more depth. I know Smith Rowe signed the deal, but it doesn't mean that we're not looking elsewhere for another player of a similar ilk. But, you know, other than Maddison, we haven't really heard a great deal about anybody else, which does kind of feed into the narrative that maybe Arsenal are still hopeful that something could be done regarding Martin Ødegaard. Now, I wouldn't be surprised if a deal was to be done for Ødegaard if it came right at the end of the transfer window. I've said it throughout. I don't think Arsenal will have completed all of their transfer business by the time the Premier League kicks off. Yes, in an ideal world, you'd like to have your business done and dusted. You'd like to have your settled squad. But that isn't the way these transfer windows work. I do think that we'll be a couple of games, two, three games into the season, and still be in the hunt for players. I think we'll still be doing business. And I think that will be just the way it's going to be. And I don't think we should lose our shit over that. I think that we kind of need to just accept that and understand that is going to be the case. As I say, don't expect Arsenal to do all of their business before the Premier League kickoff. It would be nice, and I'm sure the club would prefer that to be the case. I'm sure Mikel Arteta would prefer that to be the case. But if we have to wait a couple more weeks to get the right players in, then we do. And that's that. So, yeah, that's the latest updates from this morning. Fridays are normally a little bit quiet with news, I've got to say. You know, you might get something come out in the evening, in the afternoon, whatever. But for now, that's kind of all we've got to run with. Obviously, the news about Emile Smith Rowe, we discussed that in great detail yesterday. You can find that on the channel if you haven't checked it out already. But I am going to make this a very, very short episode. I've been talking to you guys all week about the building work I'm having going on, and that should be concluded today. So we'll be back to normal. But there is work going on literally right outside the door of the man cave. So I've selected a time specifically where I know they're going to be making the least noise, where there isn't going to be any drilling, digging, et cetera, et cetera. But of course, that is going to commence at any point. So we're going to make this one a short episode. I just wanted to bring you guys up to date with the latest on James Maddison, the latest on Arsenal's interest in Martin Ødegaard as well. One more bit of news that I think is quite interesting that I think a lot of you will want to know is that Arsenal are going to receive around about €300,000 from Daniel Malen's transfer. Daniel Malen, I should say, his transfer from PSV to Borussia Dortmund. So that deal is supposed to be going through for around about 25 million, and Arsenal stand to make a cut from that. John Daly says, get that barbecue going, Harry. I am actually attending a barbecue this evening, but it's not my own. But that's better, I guess, because then you don't have to do any of the work, right? You just get to sit there and enjoy the food. So yeah, I am attending a barbecue tonight. There you go. You got a builder's update, as Matt says. You got a barbecue update today. What more do you want? We are going to be bringing you an extra episode tomorrow because obviously I'm not going to be able to do the second one today because of the work that is going on. Going to have to take away some of the wires that bring the internet and all of that into the studio as well, which will mean I'll be working on an unstable connection. So I've got a few things that need doing this afternoon. And so everything's going to be turned off for the afternoon. But as I say, we'll be making up for that with an extra episode tomorrow. And it's going to be an episode dedicated to you guys' questions. So I'm going to put a post on the channel and I'm going to put a post on Twitter asking for your questions. And we'll spend around about an hour or so tomorrow. That's on Saturday, getting through some of those and talking about a lot of those subjects in greater depth. Right. I'm going to catch you all later. I'm going to leave you to it. Enjoy your Friday. Enjoy the sunshine. I think the weather's going to go shit from tomorrow here in the UK, which is a bit of a shame. But yeah, I'll catch you all very, very soon. Thank you for tuning in. As always, make sure if you haven't done so already that you have hit that like button. It really, really helps the channel, and subscribe if you're new. Sorry, it's a short one, but I'll be back very soon with more.
You're listening to the Chronicles of Aguna, the Arsenal podcast.
I'm Martin Tyler, and you're listening to Harry Simeon.